Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Taking food and drinks with one on a journey. Sayyiduna Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that she arranged the food, water and tablecloth for Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu for the migration journey. Sayyiduna Suwaid ibn Nu'man radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he accompanied Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the travel to Khaybar. When they reached a place called Sahba, they performed Asr Salah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then requested food, and Sawiq was brought. He says they ate and drank, and thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got up to gargle his mouth. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that 300 of them radiallahu ta'ala anhum once set out on a campaign, and every person had his provisions over his shoulders. When this got finished, they survived on one date per day. Note that the Sharia has encouraged that a person travels with some kind of provisions, be it cash or kind, so that one does not have to stretch one's hands out to others. Allama Aini rahimahullah has recorded the following hadith from Sunan of Imam Nasa'i rahimahullah ta'ala. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that in the pre-Islamic times, people used to undertake the journey of Hajj without carrying any provisions with them. They were eventually forced to beg and live upon other people's generosity. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala thus revealed the verse which states, and carry provisions, and indeed the best of provision is piety. Hence it is encouraged to carry provisions, and doing so is not against the Sunnah. This was also the practice of the pious predecessors. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.